is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Friday forecast, a few spotty showers still for the afternoon, but the big focus, gusty winds. 25 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds, so the gusts anywhere from 40 to 45 in parts of the area. As we go into the afternoon, temperatures still climb into the upper 60s, close to 70 as well. Mostly cloudy skies. And its 50s overnight with still gusty winds anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday, it's still windy with gusts up to 40 and temperatures only in the mid-60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
A lot of that more moderate rain right now is in western Loudoun County. It's moving toward Frederick County, Maryland, where it's 61 degrees in Gaithersburg, 61 in Arlington, and 61 in Lanham.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
the man indicted for killing a visiting teacher from Kentucky will be in court this morning. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Plans to build bike lanes along this busy road aren't moving forward. I'm Scott Gelman.
Montgomery County Police are told the effort to toughen reckless driving penalties in Maryland will continue. I'm Kate Ryan.
More than 2 weeks after the bridge collapse, how are Baltimore port workers doing?
We're hopeful.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The U.S. and Israel are on high alert for a potential attack by Iran, which has vowed revenge after a deadly strike on its embassy compound in Syria last week. The BBC's Hugo Bacheca.
There has been a lot of diplomatic effort to try to persuade Iran against launching an attack. There have been phone calls from, the foreign ministers in Britain, Germany, Australia, telling the Iranian foreign minister that Iran should de-escalate.
Former President Trump will have a visitor at his Mar-a-Lago home today in Florida. CBS's Robert Costa.
He's now bringing in the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to try to echo his skepticism about the integrity of the American electoral system.
The two are expected to deliver remarks this afternoon on election security. Well, they're trying to put abortion rights on the ballot in Colorado. Coloradans for Reproductive Freedom tell CBS News exclusively they've collected enough signatures. Campaign reporter Shauna Mizell.
There could still be some challenges on this as it relates to the validity of the signatures. And one person familiar with the operation and the work they're doing there said that they do expect challenges on that basis.
Abortion measures may be on the ballot in several states. Some serious flooding in the Pittsburgh area. Crews were called to downtown Oakdale, which was under several feet of water.
It's a horrifying show of nature. I mean, it really shows what a freak storm can do to a town situated on a bed like this. I mean, we're at the lowest point here. Two creek beds on either side.
Multiple people needed to be rescued. A former U.S. diplomat's expected to be sentenced today in Miami after confessing he was a Cuban spy. CBS's Peter King.
Victor Manuel Rocha is a former ambassador to Bolivia and a career U.S. government employee. He was arrested after a sting operation uncovered a four-decade-long career as a spy for Cuba, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Oh, hello, procrastinators. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, looks like you'll be spending your weekend inside crunching some numbers. Tax day's Monday, so unless you request an extension, you've got to get them done and in. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says filing should be fairly easy because
we have a new program called Direct File. It's a new way for taxpayers to file taxes online, direct with the IRS, and for free.
Most people, though, have been on the ball. The IRS says about 2/3 of Americans have already filed their returns. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It's 6:03 and it's Friday, April 12th. We're at 60 degrees, windy, spotty showers today, highs in the 60s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour, a suspect in the murder of a teacher who was visiting the district last summer now faces first-degree murder charges. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says he's due to be arraigned this morning, and Neil has details on what prosecutors say led to the killing.
Surveillance camera photos show teacher Maxwell Emerson walking from the metro toward Catholic University. Prosecutors believe 22-year-old Jaime Macedo asked Emerson for money. Over the next 30 minutes, photos show Emerson walking with his hands raised in what's described as a don't shoot manner. Police say Macedo followed him to a bench on the CU campus. Emerson sent a Snapchat message to a family member asking for help, saying he was being robbed at gunpoint. Moments later, he was shot in the stomach. Prosecutors say Macedo was on probation in three different cases at the time, and police found a GPS ankle monitor that had been cut off when they searched his home. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Two bills in Maryland that would have beefed up penalties for reckless driving never moved out of committee. Leaders in Montgomery County say while the state's lawmaking session is over, the fight is not. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich spoke to police at an awards ceremony on Thursday, and among those attending, Sergeant Patrick Kep, who lost both legs after a speeding driver hit him on I-270. Elrich told the audience,
"We were in the legislature trying to get them to pass laws that would stiffen the penalties and further criminalize the drivers, like the driver who ultimately hit Sergeant Kep."
But the bills Elrich referred to didn't make it out of committee. They would have tweaked existing laws to boost penalties for reckless driving to between 1 to 5 years in prison and would have added $5,000 in fines. Elrich promised to push for similar legislation in Annapolis next year. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Patients suffering from traumatic injuries typically get blood at the hospital. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports D.C. paramedics are now performing the life-saving transfusions sooner than that.
Paramedics from D.C. Fire and EMS save the life of a gunshot victim in Northeast by performing a blood transfusion in the ambulance at the scene. This is the first transfusion performed in the field as part of its whole blood program, which launched in January. Paramedics can now get donated blood through a partnership with the American Red Cross and George Washington University Hospital. After the transfusion Wednesday night, the patient was taken to MedStar Washington Hospital Center, where the chief of trauma says this new program is making a difference. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
There's not much work left to do for thousands of port workers in Baltimore as the main shipping channel has now been blocked for more than 2 weeks because of that deadly bridge collapse. The latest from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
How are Baltimore port workers doing?
You know, they're getting a little nervous. Some of them haven't received a paycheck in a couple weeks.
That's Scott Cohen, president of the Longshoremen's Union in Baltimore. He represents thousands of those who work at the port and says more than 2,000 are off work. Only about 300 are working on a daily basis. While Governor Wes Moore signed a bill meant to provide economic relief for workers and businesses impacted, Cohen says,
they made a commitment that they were going to get this done, and they did. What it's going to bear, I don't know.
He says they have no choice but to wait, likely for several more weeks for normal capacity to be restored at Baltimore's port.
The salvage operations are going well. A lot of steel's been moved and debris, and we're hopeful.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And stay with WTOP throughout the day, as Nick will be with the Coast Guard later, getting a firsthand look at the work it's doing in Baltimore.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
It's 608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
And weather on the 8th with Rita Kessler.
Well, we do have a new problem right now in the district. This is southbound 395 near Potomac Park or the Park Police exit. The crash, it was in the center of the roadway. However, it looks like things may have moved on there. So the lanes may, in fact, be open. But we were seeing a little bit of a delay for the earlier wreck. If you're coming inbound, no reported issues. Trying to make your way across the 14th in the case onto the freeway. And coming from the other direction, I-295 DC 295 looking good to the 11th. 11th Street Bridge, and no problems along the Suitland Parkway right now as well. It was Beach Drive that was blocked at Klingle Road by police due to a wreck. Watch for any redirection in the area. If you're in Virginia, Braddock Road was closed at Shirley Gate Road. A car hit a utility pole, brought some wires down in the roadway. That may be closed for quite some time. Shirley Gate Road is also closed between 29 and Braddock at the scene. Elsewhere in Virginia, no reported issues. 95, 395 in good shape. 66 also running well. If you're on trying to get across the Bay Bridge, it is now just wind warnings in effect, which doesn't carry any vehicle restrictions. 50 looks good coming from the Bay Bridge across the Severn River Bridge headed to the Beltway. Also on Branch Avenue and 301, that looks good to the merge in Brandywine. And then when they split, 5 still at speed headed to the Beltway. 301 looks good into Upper Marlboro, and no problems on northbound 210 out of Accokeek trying to head to the Beltway. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Still spotty showers for the afternoon today. Even the morning hours, still going to have a few leftover showers from the weathermaker, but the winds will continue to pick up throughout the day. Breezy out there this morning, but windy for the afternoon. Gusts anywhere from 40 to 45 miles per hour. It'll be a southwest to westerly wind, so that'll still keep our temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. Rain eventually ends completely late tonight, then tomorrow decreasing clouds. Still going to have some gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour for your Saturday, but Sunday back to low 80s for a few spots with temperatures, mainly in the upper 70s for the rest of the DMV. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, checking out radar at this hour. We're looking for where the heavier rain is, and some of it is in the Frederick area, Frederick County area, I should say. Also, places like Leesburg and closer to D.C. in Germantown. We have 60 degrees in Reston and Bethesda, 62 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
610 Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Ford is dropping the starting price on some of its all-electric F-150 Lightning pickups. Shipments were halted for an undisclosed quality issue back in February. Select models are expected to ship later this month at discounts of up to $5,500. The cost reductions are the latest EV price changes for the industry amid slower-than-expected demand. Ford also delayed deliveries of its Super Duty pickups for several months last year to do additional quality checks and inspections.
Mountain Dew continues to celebrate the 20th birthday of its popular Baja Blast flavor as part of the Baja-versary, as they call it. The soda is now partnering with Doritos for a new Baja Fiery Mango Chip. It's described as tangy and spice-flavored with a hint of tropical lime. Baja Blast is traditionally only available at Taco Bell. Both the soda and the chips will be available at retailers for a limited time. The Baja Fiery Mango Chip will be available starting Sunday in select locations.
Still ahead here on WTOP, more student loan forgiveness is on the way, wiping away billions of dollars in debt. 612.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
And now, another contractor spotlight from IBEW Local 26.
I'm Crystal Say with G&S Electrical Services, owner and CFO. I've always seen the other side of it too, not being a business owner, but being a spouse to someone that's in the union and how well it's benefited us just raising our family. You have just as much support on the other side being a business owner as you do, you know, being of the union. Honestly, our youngest had a lot of food allergies. The union was amazing with helping me figure out what formulas were covered. Most of the time you're calling an 800 number, you never know who you're going to talk to. If you call a union about your health stuff, you're calling and talking to an office, and most of the time you can talk to the same person every time you call. Being on the employer side, I'm glad that we have a company that can do that for our employees. They have families that they have issues with. They can just call them and be like, hey, I'm having an issue. How can you help me? And you're talking to the same person every time.
To start growing your electrical business, go to IBEWLocal26.org and click Business Opportunities. IBEW Local 26, where electrical contractors come to grow.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
and get Money Mouth Face Emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Coming up, putting the brakes on a controversial project in Northwest D.C. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale is here. Shop now and get an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's renowned prices. It's the best sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, engagement rings, and more. And enjoy an expanded selection with designer appearances each weekend. 20% off now to April 21st and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
More student loan forgiveness is on the way that will affect more than 200,000 borrowers.
President Biden announced more student loan cancellation for another 277,000 Americans. The latest round of Biden student loan cancellation comes from the new income-based repayment plans that effectively cancel loan payments for low to middle-income Americans, as well as Americans who qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
CBS's Bo Erickson. According to the White House, so far, the Biden administration has approved student loan relief for more than 4 million borrowers.
A crash on the campus of Howard University is now under investigation. The Hilltop reports a vehicle driven by a faculty member went off the road and onto the sidewalk on 6th Street near Cook Hall just before 4 p.m. yesterday. A student was hit by the car. Both the faculty member and the student were sent to the hospital but are expected to be okay. A guardrail and dorm wall were heavily damaged in the crash as well.
A controversial project to build bike lanes along Connecticut Avenue in D.C. is not moving forward. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports while some are celebrating that news, other local businesses are warning the area will continue to be dangerous for cyclists.
The owner of Happy Go Bikes here in Chevy Chase says most bikers are using side streets instead of Connecticut Avenue. He's expecting that will continue.
It's so dangerous. And when I ride down Connecticut, I stay on the sidewalk.
DC was planning to install bike lanes along a stretch of the road from Woodley Park to Chevy Chase.
If we want to keep downtown businesses vibrant and active, as the mayor wants, we need to keep this road open so that people can travel freely without getting stuck in hours-long traffic.
That's Lee Mayer, who helped lead an effort opposing the project. Michael Harrison owns Parthenon Restaurant and had been worrying about what the bike lanes could mean for business.
There's sidewalks, there's back roads, there's streets. They're already on those anyways. Just continue with what you're doing.
In Chevy Chase, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
There's an update on efforts to get the federal government to pay the entire bill for replacing Baltimore's Key Bridge.
Israel says it's ready if Iran launches a direct attack. Iran has promised to retaliate for a strike on an Iranian consulate in Syria.
And we'll tell you why some states are signaling that President Biden could be left off their general election ballots.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
6:18. traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks in the WTOP Traffic Center. Rita Kessler.
Well, there's not a lot going on in the area. Not a whole lot of delays. Not even seeing a lot of delays forming right now. Northbound 95 may be tapping the brakes near the Prince William Parkway, but nothing major with your lanes open into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. The earlier wreck that we had southbound 395 near the Park Police exit has cleared and the lanes are open. We still have a little bit of volume coming across the bridge. Eastbound and westbound 66 running well inside the Beltway. No worries trying to head to the Roosevelt Bridge. Braddock Road closed at Shirley Gate Road due to an earlier wreck that brought some live power lines down in the roadway. Shirley Gate is also closed between 29 and Braddock as well until they can get this taken care of. Getting across the Bay Bridge, there are wind warnings in effect. That doesn't carry any vehicle restrictions. Outer Loop top side of the Beltway, the slowdown just from New Hampshire toward University. Lanes are open. Southbound 270 starting to slow a bit through Urbana and passing 109. In the district, again, Beach Drive was closed at Klingel Road for what callers were reporting as a wreck. Looks like the closure point may be between Klingel and Adams Mills, so just watch for the redirection. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Looks like that rain is coming down at a pretty decent clip for at least some of us this morning.
Yeah, it's mainly north and west of the Capitol Beltway, so northern Montgomery County up toward northern Loudoun County and even pushing into Frederick, Maryland area as well. At least it's not a heavy downpour, but there is some moderate showers and at least a good steady rain out there lifting to the north-northeast and even some heavy showers down toward the northern neck, southern Maryland as well. Most of the districts are going to keep that 20 to 30% chance in the forecast through today. Spotty afternoon showers spinning around the backside of this big weather maker as the front rolled through. We even had some active storms last night. Tornado warning was issued for western Berkeley County just after midnight last night. As we go through the rest of the weekend, the rain goes away by tonight, and the winds will stay up overnight as well. So temperatures will stay in the 60s for today and tomorrow. Sunday, lighter winds, a southwest breeze. That'll send those temperatures into the upper 70s, close to 80 by Sunday afternoon. Low 80s I have in the forecast. Monday through Thursday will be a warm week, potentially even some gusty winds as we go into the rest of today and tomorrow as well. All right, temperatures now are at 58 Leesburg, 60 Germantown, and 59 Woodbridge.
We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up,
there's grant money available for businesses along two changing Prince George's County corridors. I'm John Doman.
More news in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. I had a customer call me recently and ask if I could recommend someone that could do a small repair in her bathroom. A little surprised at the question, I said, "Mrs. Shepherd, we've done two other bathrooms for you. Why wouldn't you have us do the repair?" She said, "Oh my, I didn't think you'd be interested in such a small job." So it got me thinking, I wonder how many other folks out there wonder the same thing. Well, I'm here to tell you that at Metropolitan Bath and Tile, we love small jobs. If it's in a bathroom, we're happy to do it. Everything from recaulking to a whole new bathroom. It doesn't have to be a big job to make us happy. Small jobs are large. Serving our customers with honesty and integrity, that's what makes us happy. So call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. That's metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:22, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. There is a disturbing trend in the healthcare industry, a shortage of prescription drugs. As a result, some patients are forced to go without critical medication because hospitals and pharmacies just can't get them.
Doctors and pharmacists are sounding the alarm as a nationwide drug shortage hits a record high. Cancer treatments, diabetes, ADHD, and injectable drugs critical in life-saving operations are just some of the medications in low supply. Experts say there are several reasons as to why: supply and demand, manufacturing and raw material issues following the pandemic, and lack of incentive for big pharmaceutical companies to produce the generic drugs that have now become so cheap.
That is ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Businesses have seen major disruptions along the Purple Line corridor for years now, and similar things could happen soon along the Blue Line corridor. WTOP's John Doman has more on free grant money available to smaller businesses dealing with those changes.
Up to $20,000 is available for
businesses with 10 or fewer employees, $5 million or less in revenue, particularly focused on owners from low to moderate income communities.
Tonia Wellens is the president and CEO of the Greater Washington Community Foundation, which is doling out $500,000 in grant money that was donated by PNC Bank. Jermaine Johnson's the regional president.
Small business is a place that that we've always really wanted to touch as an institution. It can be very difficult with the regulatory guidelines that we have as a big bank.
So now these businesses near the blue and purple lines can access money to help them thrive or just survive. More information about the grants can be found at WTOP.com. In College Park, John Dome in WTOP News.
Gas prices are increasing, so do you know how you can save on gas?
Stopped by a gas station lately? Every cent counts when filling up costs nearly $100. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. There's one way to save on gas costs that you already have in your pocket, the Google Maps app. It tells you the most fuel-efficient route that can save you between 5 to 15% on gas usage. Next time you hit the road, open Google Maps, type where you want to go in the search bar, and tap the directions button. Be sure to select the route with the leaf icon. It may not be the fastest way to get somewhere, but it's designed to keep fuel in your tank. Now, of course, gas isn't the problem if you drive an electric vehicle. It's finding a place to charge up along the way. For that, check out PlugShare. It helps you find EV charging stations around town. But better yet, you can map out your entire trip and figure out where compatible charging stations are located along the way. Join a 500,000 folks who get TechSmart the easy way with my free newsletter at GetKim.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston is not a fair weather fan wearing the Caps sweater after a pretty bad Caps loss.
Yeah, gosh. You know, and the thing is, they've lost now 7 of 8 down the stretch. That is not sustainable if you have playoff hopes. Caps battling Buffalo, and it was scoreless late in the first period.
The Krebs, who will motor from the right hash mark to Skinner. A shot, they score. Skinner from the outside, off one post, deflects off the other, and into the back of the net.
John Walton on 1500 AM. The Caps fall 4-2 and trail Pittsburgh now by 1 point for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Golf's Masters resumes next hour as they still have to finish the first round. Tiger Woods minus one through 13 holes. Bryson DeChambeau.